Let me tell you what Abhisiktananda started and continued to do till he died. He held schools of prayer. It's a funny title, but it's a Catholic title. School of prayer is quite common now, and you're given a passage of scripture to meditate on. And when you meditate, you're applying it to yourself. What does it say to me? You're thinking and using your brain. And what contemplation is freeing your brain and not thinking of anything, trying to get to where God can come through to you. He had a very specific way used to do that. You're to retell it to yourself. Try to get exactly what Jesus meant or whoever was writing. Then your second step is to apply it to yourself. You meditate, whereas contemplation is lost in wonder, love, and praise. That's contemplation. One of his favorite images is the guha. That means the cave of the heart. And that's where God dwells. And then another of his teachings was neti neti, means God isn't here, God isn't there, neti neti. And that's God's nowhere. And then he used Om a great deal. He signed all his letters Om, the one for whom there's no name. So in my use of contemplation and meditation, I was very tempted to make Om that, but in the New Testament a lot, especially in John, abide in me. And then abide was two syllables, and I wanted it to be single because Om is. So I use the word dwell. So when your mind wanders, then you just say dwell. And his books are wonderful. Jim died in November. I was alone up at camp, and I took all his books up and read them in sequence. So my adjustment to being on my own and my adjustment to life inwardly and wanting to read all these books and study them. So my time there was like a retreat, and Abhisiktananda was at the center of it.